WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is taking a week and a half off from discussing boundary changes of Consolidated and College Station high schools. The next discussion will take place a week from today at 3 p.m. The topic will not be part of next Tuesday's monthly meeting. At the board's last workshop this past Monday, members did not bring up a request from the parents of present and future College Station high school students to grandfather eighth graders. Superintendent Clark Ely brought up grandfathering in general.
We would love to have a conversation once we get kind of narrowed down on a couple of the options moving forward. We can go and we can show you the impact of grandfathering as it's currently recommended.
Then Dr. Ely said if the board wants, administrators could also come up with the impact of what he called less restrictive grandfathering. The Texas A&M System's first building on its new Rellis campus is officially open. Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers at the ribbon cutting of the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
It's going to be available to students, faculty, and researchers from all 11 universities, 7 state agencies, and every university in the country and every agency in the country. It's going to be available to anyone from the other 5 university systems in Texas as well.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick responded to the thanks he received from the chancellor, among others, for supporting the $70 million center.
And I'm not responsible for this building. We played a small part. It's very kind. I just know all that syrup that he poured on is because he's got another project in mind next session.
Revenue generated from research and testing is supposed to produce 50 to 100 times the cost of the center. The drivers of two big trucks were taken to the hospital following a crash on Highway 6 north of Bryan yesterday.
18-wheeler that was parked on the improved shoulder of the highway, waiting on a service truck to come change out a flat tire. During that time, a box truck was traveling on the outside lane and drifted across the white fog line and struck the parked 18-wheeler on the side of the shoulder.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the box truck flipped after striking the parked semi. Northbound lanes were closed, moving traffic to one of the southbound lanes for more than 4 hours in the area of the Campbell's Creek Bridge north of Benchley. Yesterday was a busy day for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. As he was conducting his weekly visit on our show, word was getting out about the retirement of House Speaker Paul Ryan. Flores also spent the next 5 hours as a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee that questioned Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
The only area I didn't hear him say anything about is that they would try to strive for better fairness from an ideological perspective. He did admit that they had made several mistakes in terms of blocking conservative users.
Flores called for Congress to find a way to require all technology companies to be what he calls ideologically unbiased. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee, Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
Good morning, 710. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check weather, brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference.
Warm weather in the forecast for today. Clouds along with some sunshine. It'll be windy, 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Cloudy, breezy tonight. A couple of showers may move in after midnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, breezy for tomorrow, 80 to 85. The showers end tomorrow night, breezy, cooler, 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny, windy, and a lot cooler for Saturday, with temperatures only around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, getting here eventually. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is riding high in the saddle, a three-game win streak. Braden Shoemake, the shortstop for the Aggies, says they've got a lot of momentum coming into tonight's first game against Alabama.
I mean, it's a great feeling in the locker room to win three straight, but we know that our work's not done. We know what it takes, though, that we feel like we know what it takes to win games in the SEC.
We'll hear a little bit more from Braden coming up. Also talking Fighting Texas Aggie football. Got the maroon and white game this Saturday. Get pumped. Jimbo Fisher visiting with the media following yesterday's practice. All that and so much more coming up in sports.
There you are. Three things you can put off for another day.
Okay.
I mean, after all, wouldn't you like to have that list?
So heck
you
yeah.
Could just go, nah, don't have to do that.
I have a pretty good idea of what might be on there.
Well, the deal is, of course, we are all so stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story about the lady who's got like 16 kids?
Okay. No wonder she's stressed.
That makes me stressed.
There you go.
Just to think about her.
Does she know how that happens, though?
Exactly. So, we'll talk about how she handles her day so mm-hmm. that may make you feel better about yours. But Redbook Magazine composed a list of things to put off until tomorrow, giving you a few minutes to enjoy. Don't make the bed.
Okay.
All right.
Done. Okay, that's it.
Done.
So there. It doesn't really matter after all, because you're still going to just sleep in it, and you're going to pull the covers back anyway, so why organize them?
And if you're Chelsea, you just won't wash your sheets at all either.
Where is this coming from? My sheets get washed twice a month.
Yeah, so there. We talked about that. Was that yesterday? Sometime earlier this week. Don't make the bed, so don't wash your hair. You can skip this.
Yeah.
A ponytail holds easier when your hair is a little bit dirty.
Okay.
Okay, just rinse it out and tie it back, okay? And don't clean the kitchen.
Okay.
Because once you wipe up the sticky spots,
you just pile everything in the sink.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So just put the pots in the sink, and then, you know, it's like a clean, flat surface. Well, it's a flat surface anyway, so there you are.
I got to wash my hair, though. I can't stand it. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. I wash my hair every day. Right. Apparently, that's not good for it.
Well, no, if you're producing enough oils, it's okay.
Oh, I'm oily.
All right,
I'm all oily, baby.
It's the blow dryer thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't blow dry.
All right.
I air dry.
But they say if you shampoo it every day, you are stripping natural oils from it, which will make it drier. But, I mean,
my long, luxurious locks that I've got going on.
Both of y'all are young enough that it really doesn't matter. You know, I, on the other hand, have to be careful. It may not grow back.
I do try to cut back on the drying and, like, the heat, you know, curling irons and straighteners when I can, because that really does do a lot of damage to your hair.
I feel like it appeals more to the lady folk.
It's dead protein, okay? Pretty much that's what we're talking about there. I know, really. All right, so today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
That sounds so good.
So if you needed an excuse to shove that buttered bread and melted cheese into your face, you got one. According to a survey, only 13% of U.S. Americans don't like grilled cheese sandwiches. 87% therefore said they did. And it's our second favorite cheesy food behind pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought mac and cheese might be.
It's not. It's not. Apparently, your grilled cheese. But again, might depend on your age.
True.
Because, you know, the grilled cheese sandwich thing would go on early in life. And then as time goes on, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
And
unless you're doing the microwave thing, grilled cheeses are a little bit easier to cook, I would think, than macaroni and cheese.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do it with an iron.
Yeah, sure. You could do that if you want to. Use wax paper, though, you know, over the...
Yeah.
our five favorite cheeses to use on a grilled cheese would be cheddar,
mm-hmm.
American.
American.
Yep. Swiss.
Yep.
Provolone and pepper jack.
Ooh.
And half of us like to use at least two different cheeses.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy.
Cheesy. Yep.
Another new survey also revealed just how much we love our cheese in general. 87% of people in that survey said they'd rather give up coffee, chocolate, or booze before cutting cheese out of their diet.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's a big number.
That's not surprising. All three of those things.
All right. You would give up all three of those things before cheese?
Yes.
You would give up booze before cheese?
What kind of cheese?
I love cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Oh, all kinds.
All right. I mean, we're talking more than like the Kraft ones that you unpeal individually wrapped?
Yeah, okay. We're talking.
The only of those things, I might give up chocolate before cheese.
All right. 90% would eat cheese multiple times every day if it wasn't bad for them.
Well, if it wasn't bad, absolutely.
And 66% said that if the area they live in suddenly banned cheese, they would move.
Yeah, of course they would.
I mean, why on earth would somebody ban cheese?
I know. Well,
some men just want to watch the world burn.
You never know.
It's so you can just have a survey question to get people to respond.
Have we talked about cheese? England, well, obviously we talked about cheese just now, but have we talked about England banning knives? Have you seen this in the UK?
No.
What?
They have put a knife ban, and they confiscated, I retweeted, well, I guess Scott can't see it because he's not on Twitter.
No, I can't. No.
He's Twitterless Scott, but I retweeted this. It was the Regent's Park Police, and I thought this was a joke, and it's, I don't know, MPS Camden, I get Camden Town, whatever. He said, they go, these items were found during a hashtag weapons sweep near Mackworth House, Augusta Street, during whatever, safely disposed and taken off the streets. There's a Phillips head screwdriver. There's two Phillips head screwdrivers. There's a pair of wire cutters, some needle nose pliers, a file, and some scissors.
Because there's a knife ban, they're taking those things away.
I thought it was a joke, but apparently this is a legit account.
Well, they must be having some sort of a problem there. So as a result, that's what they're going to try to do.
But they're taking away the knife.
They can't make a fist over there. They're British. They don't know how to make a fist. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
All right. So. All right. Okay. You want?
I have nothing to add.
You want to talk about stupid things?
Let's talk about cheese again.
Yeah. We'll go back to cheese in just a few minutes.
You can cut with a knife.
Okay, we all know what NIMBY is, right? NIMBY? Not in my backyard.
Okay.
Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard.
These are things that need to be done. Just don't make me do it.
Okay.
All right. So, not in my backyard protesters helped block homeless housing in Temple City. This is in Orange County. Now Los Angeles officials want to turn NIMBY on its head by paying property owners to put houses for homeless people in their backyards.
That's a little much.
I'm going to say that again. They're going to pay people to build homes for homeless people.
That's ridiculous.
In their backyards.
Nope.
In August, the Board of Supervisors approved a $550,000 pilot program to build a handful full of small backyard houses, or to upgrade illegally converted garages so that the homeless will have a place to live.
Why don't they take the money and build a shelter?
Well, and here's the thing. homeless people are homeless for a number of reasons.
Right.
But not the least of which are they basically do not fit within the norms of society.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to build a facility on my property in a close proximity to my house and my family?
Right.
And pets.
And pets.
For someone who doesn't fit within the realm of normal society.
Right.
It's California,
like, do you get to pick your homeless person? Do you get to interview them?
Now, that's interesting.
You know?
What if they set it up like The Bachelor?
Is it like adoption where you get to go through pages?
Yeah,
I pick that one.
Yeah. Let me see pictures of people.
I'll build this home if, you know, Susan gets to live with me.
Yeah. So.
I don't want Ronnie. I want Susan.
Bloomberg Philanthropies awarded L.A. a $100,000 Mayor's Challenge grant to study the feasibility of backyard homeless units within its city limits. Just saying.
Okay.
So they can ban knives if they want to in Great Britain. We can feel better because Los Angeles thinks it's a good idea to have people who are homeowners and taxpayers. And by the way, what happens if Raleigh or whoever that is living back there decides to really act out?
Right.
Then can you evict the homeless person?
Mm.
Or are they going to shame you on social media for having done that?
Do you have to give your money back?
The very idea, we're going to take your money back and you are a bad person because you wouldn't allow that homeless person to stay there. Just saying.
And, you know, I'm thinking of like a backyard. So then they have to have a way to get in and out. Obviously, most backyards have gates or whatnot. But now, as a neighbor, I see this, you know, tattered person, maybe.
Tattered.
Like
going in and out of my neighbor's backyard.
Right. How do we know that's okay?
How do we know that Ronnie's friend Kevin isn't just coming over for a beer?
Exactly. And it could be that they decide, hey, I found really good digs. Let's bring some more homeless people in.
Exactly.
And before you do that, you've got a homeless lawn party in your backyard.
Right.
Hello.
A little off subject, but I did see an article yesterday about California painting some streets white.
Oh, yeah.
You already
talked about that.
We did. Well, that's okay. We'll revisit it, that they are spending $40,000 a mile to paint their horrible, nasty black asphalt roads white because that will help the environment.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay in Texas.
And then we decided, of course, that would look good for a day.
All right.
Because there aren't any cars on the roads in California that leak fluid.
Right, or have gunk on their tires.
Right.
Yeah, you're just going to get the tire marks.
Or we'll have to sit stopped in traffic or creep along at 3 miles an hour.
And leak oil and stuff all over the white, shiny roads.
All in all. And that's the other thing is actually, if you'll think about it, there's no reason to paint the street white because the cars are basically covering the pavement anyhow.
Right.
It's like it's shade for the pavement. The cars are on the roads. Imagine the concept. Hello?
The cars are basically...
Hello?
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I'm guessing that most of Chelsea's friends are already tattered.
Why would my friends be tattered?
Hanging out with you all the time, I guess.
Man.
They're tired and tattered.
Wow.
Well, and they come over and spend the night in your backyard.
We do have a couch back there.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
724 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Another thing, and we ran a commercial for Sunshine Fun Pools. What if you have a pool in your backyard?
Yeah. Do they get free access to the pool?
Do Wally and his friends get to dive into your swimming pool?
Is Wally bathing in your swimming pool?
Does your
home have to include like a shower, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Now, this is from the Los Angeles Times this morning. Okay. I mean, I know it sounds like it's from The Onion.
Right.
The Los Angeles City Council voted, by the way, there are 15 members on the City Council, voted Wednesday unanimously to approve two new laws meant to smooth the way for housing homeless people. Under one of the new laws, homeless housing projects that meet a list of requirements will be able to avoid the lengthy process at City Hall that includes environmental review. Because I'm sure homeless people are concerned about the environment. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure that when you start talking about greenies, homeless people immediately come to mind.
They're probably the ones that pitched the idea about the white roads.
Well, it could be. You know, you're right. They're standing by the roads, and the heat is just
it's unbearable.
Anyway, they really are. Now, the other thing that they're going to do is not only just onesies, but they're going to take abandoned motels and turn that into housing for the homeless.
Okay.
Now, that really ought to work well. Let's get a whole bunch of social misfits into a single structure. Oh, by the way, that you as a taxpayer will have to maintain, because you know they're all going to get along. That'll really, really go well. Hello.
Oh, definitely.
Y'all need to be careful talking about this homeless in the backyard thing, because Coalition City Council might be listening.
Now.
Someone did text in and said, how about L.A. Hollywood let homeless stay in their mansions?
I agree. I mean,
they
can remember.
Plenty of rooms.
Martin Sheen used to talk about how horrible it was for homeless, and we wondered what would happen if somebody came up to Martin's gate and pushed the button.
Yeah. Hey, Martin.
Yeah, when he sticks his Dobermans. He sticks his Dobermans on them when they come up there.
Right.
The other thing is, if you decide that you're going to use, for instance, a two-story motel, I guess you're going to have to make sure that they only set campfires up in the middle of the rooms on the second floor, right?
Sure.
Or the 55-gallon drums, those that they put, you know, that they burn stuff in.
Yeah.
Are they going to be heated and air-conditioned? Are they going to do that for them as well?
Who's paying for the utilities?
Who's paying for the toilet paper? I mean, I'm just saying.
They use toilet paper?
I don't know.
Either.
Not our world.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you're going to be leaning on the taxpayers to fund this thing and get it up to date, and you know it's not going to have tenants who are worried about keeping it up to shape, you wouldn't think.
No,
it's
of
not
course
like
not.
Not like if a light bulb goes out, they're going to go buy a light bulb, or something's broken, they're going to fix it.
But again, they voted for this unanimously. There was not one person on the Los Angeles City Council who thought this was not a good idea.
How many do they have on their 15. City Council?
They have 15.
10. Okay.
15.
Must be more people going to be moving to Austin pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. It's 728. Let's do some weather. My gosh. All right, weather's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. High temperature. We're going to have it's going to be a changed weekend as far as weather is concerned. Now today, 81 or so and kind of breezy, gusting up to 30 miles an hour out of the south. And tonight, still breezy, up to 30 miles an hour, and we'll be down to 70 degrees. Slight chance of showers maybe after 1 in the morning. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance during the day. Increases to a 60% later on in the day, and a 60% chance of rain at night. And a wind shift, so that Saturday, while we'll have sunshine, high temperature will be about 65, but the winds will be gusting out of the north at about 25 miles an hour. And then our low on Saturday and Sunday nights down around 40. Right now, we've got overcast skies and 62.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Over the Easter recess, Republican lawmakers got an earful. It turns out that voters back home are mad at them for passing this massive omnibus spending bill, which gave Democrats everything they wanted. So a few Republicans came up with an idea to claw back some of that spending. By using 1974 budget rules, they could make cuts to the budget they just passed without worrying about a filibuster. Now, this is theoretical, but it was just talk anyway. The usual Republicans immediately went on record against that very idea. Maine Senator Susan Collins called it ill-advised. Alaska Senator Lisa the Merc Murkowski said that her initial response was no. Why? Well, because clawing back outrageous spending would poison future negotiations with the Democrats. Republican leader Mitch McConnell said some kind of recession package might be worth a discussion someday, but since this budget was a bipartisan deal, he doesn't think clawing back spending is achievable. So Republicans go to town meetings, tell their senators what they want, and they get polite lip service. But when these senators get back to the swamp, it doesn't matter. What matters is what Democrats want, and the Republicans, too. Now, if that doesn't tell you voters what your Republican senators think of you, then think of a pile. Nothing will.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, you have heard me wax eloquently for years now about Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. So when you hear Mahindra, I'm sure a hardworking, reliable, and bright red tractor is the first thing that comes to mind. But my good friends at Mahindra have an all-new utility vehicle, too. It's called the Mahindra Retriever, and it's built from the ground up right here in America. And listen to these specs. 83 horsepower engine, 60 mile per hour top speed, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity, and a 3-year warranty. So hurry in. See your Mahindra dealer for a test drive, or learn more about Mahindra tractors and the new Retriever at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M's Association of Former Students has tweeted, tomorrow's delivery of Aggie rings has been moved to the inside of the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. That's due to the threat of severe weather. This applies to Friday only. Everything else stays the same for Saturday delivery at the Alumni Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Friday's weather forecast has also canceled this weekend's City of Bryan Family Campout event that has been rescheduled for October. Among those quizzing Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in the House Energy and Commerce Committee was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says Zuckerberg was apologetic and forthright, but as policymakers, Flores continues to call for higher standards to protect individuals.
The other area where we need to concentrate on is fairness. Facebook has overtly been involved in censoring conservative thought. Facebook and all technology providers should be ideologically unbiased. And I think we in Congress need to find a way to say that that's the standard we expect all technology companies to live to.
The five-hour hearing followed a meeting where House Speaker Paul Ryan announced he is retiring. When asked about his interest in becoming Speaker, Flores says he's going to worry about getting reelected, then keeping a Republican majority in the House.
That's where I'm going to spend all my time and effort, and I'm not going to even think about the speakership until we get those other two things done.
So talk to you again in November.
But that'd be fine.
Flores described Ryan as the ultimate selfless servant after Ryan was recruited by Flores and others for a job that Ryan did not seek. The Texas A&M System's $70 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal is officially open.
Walking through here, I know this is an investment that's going to pay great dividends to the university, to other universities, to the country, to the state of Texas. It's going to make the infrastructure more efficient for us, more affordable for us, and safer for us.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was among the speakers at yesterday's ribbon cutting. Another speaker, Senator Paul Bettencourt of Houston, says the research and testing facility at the Rellis campus will generate revenue that's 50 to 100 times the construction cost.
Multidisciplinary in not only engineering fields, but in the business world, and to also help the taxpayers on cost.
The center features staff from the system's TEAS and TTI agencies. The week after the Bryan School District expands its career and technology programs, state lawmakers are meeting in Dallas to discuss workforce education.
While the state's economy continues to grow, there's still a lack of skilled labor. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says the legislature needs to address the funding of public education.
Make sure that our schools obviously have the resources that they need to make sure that we're training a future workforce.
The hearing will also address what the state can do to help develop high-growth, high-tech startups. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Next Tuesday's regular meeting of the College Station School Board will not include discussion of changing high school boundaries. That means discussion will resume a week from today at 3 p.m. Meantime, a request from many College Station high school parents at last week's public hearing was not discussed at the board's last workshop. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board once they narrow options for changing boundaries, administrators will be ready to show the impact of grandfathering as currently recommended.
And then if the board wants to consider something that's less restrictive, what impact that could have, and we could have those conversations.
CSHS parents want grandfathering extended to this year's eighth graders. Administrators are recommending grandfathering this year's ninth and tenth graders when boundary changes begin in the fall of 2019. The Texas Board of Education has given preliminary approval to creating statewide academic standards for a Mexican-American Studies high school course, but only after changing the name to Ethnic Studies, which conservatives argue is less divisive. University of Texas professor Liliana Saldana was one of many supporters that flooded yesterday's state board meeting.
The TEAC standards that you have before you have been carefully developed at no cost by the state by nationally recognized MAS scholars and experienced teachers with extensive knowledge in math.
Students, teachers, parents, and activists also urged a consistent framework for school districts already offering Mexican-American studies courses. Traffic on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn was at a snail's pace most of yesterday following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound box truck drifted out of its lane and struck a semi parked on the paved shoulder.
That caused the box truck to flip over on its side, injuring the driver of that vehicle. The driver of the 18-wheeler sustained minor injuries. They were both transported.
Why the driver of the box truck drifted out of his lane remains under investigation. Northbound lanes were closed for more than 4 hours, forcing one-lane traffic in both directions in the southbound lanes. WTAW News Time is 7:38 at 62 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures because Brazos Valley Floor & Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make-readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, 740 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttle between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Few periods of sunshine should be able to help temperatures get above 80 degrees today. Will be 80 to 85 with a gusty breeze. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight. After midnight, that's when the chance for showers starts to go up. Lows tonight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. Breezy with highs of 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Partial clearing, windy, cooler Saturday, 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back at Olsen again tonight as the guys welcome Alabama to town. We'll hear from shortstop Braden Shoemake about the Aggies' three-game win streak as well as gearing up for the Crimson Tide. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie football gearing up for the spring game, the maroon and white game. Jimbo Fisher, it'll be his first time in front of the 12th man at Kyle Field, but he says he ain't scared.
No. Well, I'll wave at him, say hello. I'm going to stack everybody. I'm the commissioner. I ain't the coach. You can't blame this on me. I ain't coaching either team. I'm the commissioner. I sit back. I'm like Goodell. Now you can boo me like Goodell.
So Commissioner Jimbo Fisher will be at Kyle Field on Saturday. We'll hear more from him. All that and more coming up in sports.
742. I'm not that tech savvy. There's this thing called Gmail. You may know some friends who have it.
Sure. Yeah.
You might have it yourself. I'm not sure. Just to let you know, of course, they're going to change it now. Google planning to launch a new design for its Gmail web interface soon.
Just when I was getting used to it.
I know. They're not revealing exactly what the new design for Gmail will look like, but the company did recently launch a new design for the Google Calendar. Calendar was updated with new modern icons. But no more steam engines? I mean, what? I don't know what they got. More colors, cleaner event boxes. So if you know anybody who has Gmail, just let them know that apparently they call it a fresh, clean look, which for the rest of us will be, why the hell did you move
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Why did you change that? I knew what that looked like. Yep. Now you're doing this. They say it'll give you easier access to the apps. And our congressman found out about apps this week, didn't they? They found out that Facebook has lots of apps on it.
Is Facebook an app?
It is. There are lots of apps on there.
Is it like Twitter?
It is. Sure, it's like anything.
I was just waiting for somebody to go, do you know how to upload videos to Facebook?
Yeah, how does that work? All right, then there's this. You remember last month we talked about the school district in rural Pennsylvania that was arming their students with rocks?
Yes, they were going to throw river stone at the enemy.
Each classroom would get a 5-gallon bucket of rocks, and it said the students would learn how to use the rocks.
Right.
Okay, you pick the rock up and you throw it. Pretty easy. But the whole idea, David Helsel, who's the superintendent of the Blue Mountain School District, said he just wanted to make sure that the children, first of all, had a way to respond if a school shooter situation happened, or if anybody decided they wanted to come into the classroom, know that there would be children who would have a 5-gallon bucket of river stones. Now, again, I don't know how you get to the bucket if this is an active situation, but nonetheless, the bucket would be in every room.
And in the meantime, during training, the baseball coach is walking around keeping an eye out.
There you are. Speaking of baseball, another Pennsylvania district has just passed out baseball bats to all its teachers.
Stop.
Really?
Here's the superintendent.
You know, it's a last resort. It is the last resort, but it is an option and something we want people to be aware of. We passed them out with the goal being that we wanted every room to have one of these. Unfortunately, we're in a day and age where we may need to use them to protect ourselves and our kids.
From a gun?
I know.
The baseball bat is going to protect you from a gun.
Now, again, the superintendent of the Mill Creek School District, okay, says that the bats are supposed to be mainly symbolic.
Okay.
What?
Which is good because they're tiny and very light. They're 16 inches long and an inch thick.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that supposed to be
symbolic? It's like the souvenir bat that you get at the ballpark.
Right. I'm just saying, those are.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to California. I'm not going to Pennsylvania.
Okay. So rocks and baseball bats.
I don't understand how it's supposed to be symbolic.
I don't know.
We're going to swing away at testing. I'm
not.
Yeah.
Well,
beat the hell out of star testing.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Because, hey, that's
with
going
our,
on this. That's
with
right.
Our little baseball bats.
What's going on this
Sounds
week?
Sounds to me like there's going to be a random game of wiffle ball or paper ball
Could
breaking
break out,
out
at any time.
Until the student takes it and turns on you.
We don't normally repeat things that we did before, but we did this late in the show yesterday. It's Thursday. Look, you're going to get to work. You're going to go, tomorrow's Friday. Do I really have to do anything?
Do I have to go?
Let me see what I can do to burn time. Well, you know what a doppelganger is.
Right.
Yesterday, we found out about Googlegangers.
Googlegangers.
The Googlegangers. Okay?
I get a little nervous to Google my name.
Well, you know, but you've done it. We've all done it, right?
Sure.
When you look at your Googlegangers, you use Google to search for people online who share your name. It's more common than you think. There are websites and Facebook groups for people who like to look for others with their name. What is interesting, some sociologists say this is the deal. The researchers say that we feel connected to our Googleganger, if you will. Researchers say that it is our human nature to want to find people who have the same name. It's called the name letter effect, and it maintains that people like the letters in their own names better than they do those other random letters in the alphabet.
Which I don't get that.
I don't either. And again, that's, you know, they're supposed to be smarter than us. Just remember, so today, once you're sitting around, look, don't go to Pinterest. Don't go to Amazon. That'll cost you money, and God knows you're not supposed to go to Facebook anymore. So go find your Googleganger out there. You may find a new buddy or buddyette far, far away. 747.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Singlehood can be a wonderful season of life. It presents some exciting opportunities, but there are a few challenges to work through, like sex. If you're hoping for a happy, thriving marriage someday, here's a little friendly advice. Think carefully about how you handle sex while you're dating, because you don't want to end up like the pineapple. A mysterious fruit called the pineapple was discovered in the New World by the Spanish. Europeans were so fascinated by pineapples that they became a symbol of luxury and privilege. At the height of the fruit's craze, a single pineapple sold for $8,000 in today's currency. Most people, if they could get their hands on one, wouldn't even eat it. They displayed it in their home as a decoration. Fast forward to today, and you've probably noticed that you can snag a pineapple for a couple of bucks. What happened? Steamships were invented. That's what happened. Steamships didn't rely on wind patterns, so they could go anywhere. That allowed plantations to ship all over the globe. Once pineapples were available to everyone, their value dropped through the floor. We place a higher value on things that are unique or rare. So think about that in the context of sexuality. The more sexual partners you have before marriage, the less you'll enjoy sex with your spouse. And that's true for women and men. So if you're dating, keep this in mind. The secret to a happy future marriage is in the choices you're making right now. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's O-O-M-A, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just ahead of the sports, Sheriff Chris Kirk joins us this morning. Sheriff, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us. I understand we have a crime scene right now.
Yes, sir. We're out here off of 974 up in the northeast part of the county, investigating looks like to be a domestic disturbance that turned violent. We have one deceased here. We'll continue to investigate this. I'm not prepared to release a lot of details at this time.
Can you tell me if there are any other injuries besides the one deceased?
No, that's the only injuries we have. There's no public threat at this point. It is a contained event, and we're on the scene doing our investigation. We got the call about 2:14 this morning to 911.
All right, very good. And you'll keep us apprised of the situation?
We certainly will.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate the moments. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
That's Chris Kirk. A scene of a homicide, apparently one deceased, and we'll have more information when it's available.
Well, good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up to take part in the annual Maroon and White game this Saturday. New coach Jimbo Fisher laid out the spring game's draft format after yesterday's practice.
Well, we got all the seniors. I don't have the list exactly with me. There's like six or seven of them on one side, six, seven on the other. And they get a group and they can collectively get to pick. And then, like, for instance, if you pick one quarterback, the opposite quarterback automatically goes to the other team, then the other team gets a pick. And we'll flip for the opening pick, and then first team gets one pick, and the next guys get two. They get to two, and then we'll alternate back and forth till everybody's picked, and we'll divide our teams.
Now, the spring game will mark the first time in front of the 12th man for many of the players, as well as Fisher. However, Coach says he's not sweating it.
No. Well, I'll wave at him, say hello. I'm the commissioner. I ain't the coach. You can't blame this on me. I ain't coaching either team. I'm the commissioner. I sit back. I'm like Goodell. Now, you can boo me like Goodell.
Kickoff is Saturday at 4 p.m. at Kyle Field. 19th-ranked Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as the guys play host to SEC foe Alabama. Now, with this team riding a three-game win streak, Aggie shortstop Braden Shoemake says the guys are playing with a lot of momentum.
I mean, it's a great feeling in the locker room to win three straight, but we know that our work's not done. We know what it takes, though, that we feel like we know what it takes to win games in the SEC and to beat very, very solid teams like LSU. I mean, they're a great club, and Texas is a great club. But we feel like we know what it takes to, from an energy, attitude, effort standpoint, to get the job done.
Lefty John Doxakis is set to take the mound for the Aggs, while junior Sam Finnerty, right-hander, goes for the Crimson Tide. First pitch is at 8 o'clock at Bluebell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M senior Maddie Zarek has earned SEC Women's Golfer of the Week honors for the second straight week, following a first-place finish at last weekend's McNamara Invitational. Meanwhile, Walker Lee was pegged SEC Men's Freshman of the Week after grabbing his first collegiate victory at the Aggie Invitational. Max Kepler smacked two home runs, including the walk-off winner in the bottom of the ninth, as the Minnesota Twins edged the Houston Astros yesterday 9-8. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch.
There was a lot in that game that could have gone a little bit better for us, but obviously proud of the way we fought back, and they hung in there too, and they came back from a tough blow losing an 8-1 lead. So weird game all the way around. For them to win on one big swing is frustrating.
Now, with the loss, the Astros fall to 9-4 on the year. Up in Arlington, the Texas Rangers were no match for the L.A. Angels as they fell to the Halos 7-2. To add insult to injury, Texas shortstop Elvis Andrews suffered a broken right elbow when he was hit by a pitch in the bottom of the ninth.
X-rays show a fracture in the right elbow. However, we'll get better pictures tomorrow and have more information for you. But that's where we're at this moment.
That's Rangers manager Jeff Banister on Andrews. The squad is now 4-10 on the season. Anthony Davis had 22 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 3 steals as the New Orleans Pelicans spoiled the San Antonio Spurs season finale last night, 122-98. Now, not to worry, San Antonio enters the postseason as the Western Conference's 7th seed and will face Golden State in the first round. Out on the West Coast, Willie Cauley-Stein racked up 22 points and 11 boards to help the Sacramento Kings finish the regular season with a 96-83 win over the shorthanded Houston Rockets. Houston, which rested most of its top players, still wraps up the year with the best record in the NBA. The Rockets will take on Minnesota in their first round series. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Spending the weekend doing your taxes because they're so complicated, or you're not getting any money back? You know, the folks at H&R Block can help you because they are the tax professionals. They're the most experienced tax preparing company around. And H&R Block can find every last deduction, one you may not know about. You can trust them to get the tax work done right. Done right, or it's absolutely free. But they've got the expertise to help with the most complex tax returns. You can make an appointment to stop by one of their four locations, or you can just drop them by. But, you know, it's due on Tuesday of next week, so time to get going. They're open late and ready to serve you. In College Station, they're on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center. Two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of 29th Street and Carter Creek, and the other Bryan location next to the Kroger on Boonville. And in Caldwell, they're located on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. This is the year. Have the pros at H&R Block help you with your taxes.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Mythbusters. You know the show Mythbusters?
Yeah, sure.
They're going to do a Mythbusters Junior, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because, well, I say that, how many guys have done, little kids have done really goofy things trying to see if something's true? So
right.
maybe that'll help you from having a ringing in your ears for doing whatever you shouldn't have done, you know. So it's coming up. Adam Savage, do we know who that is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Has signed on to host and executive produce the show. It's called Mythbusters Junior.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on the Science Channel. So
cool.
There. Oh, and speaking of that, ESPN has launched their new service for streaming. We'll talk about that in the next half hour because that's why your bill is so high, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They charge a lot of money for that. I'm just saying. Hey, here's the weather real quick. It's 63 now. It's going to get up to 81 today, but it's going to be chilly this weekend. Be prepared for that. Bryan Broadcasting Station, WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
If he had wanted to fire Robert Mueller, he would have. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted, calling fake news a report he'd wanted to dump the special counsel back in December. This as some in Congress push legislation to protect Mueller following Monday's FBI raid targeting the president's personal lawyer. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Fox News has confirmed that FBI agents were seeking records relating to the 2005 Access Hollywood tape released shortly before the 2016 election. On that tape, the president can be heard talking about grabbing and kissing women without their consent. According to the search warrant, the agents who carried out the raid were also looking for any evidence that the president's lawyer, Michael Cohen, tried to conceal damaging information about the president.